Vision Australia's Career Start is designed to provide experience in the workplace to people who are blind or have low vision. And the 2017 applications are opening October 3rd. And to have a chat with me about what Career Start actually is the coordinator of the program, Melissa Carulli, and also one of this year's graduates, Chris Page. Thanks for your time today, Melissa and Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Melissa, question for you. Can you explain what the graduate program or the Career Start program is?
So, it's a 12-month graduate program that's designed to provide experience in the workplace to people who are blind or have low vision. Next year's 2017 program, we do have three opportunities available. And the program really enables participants to develop workplace skills, apply their qualifications in practice, and really develop networks and contacts while they're here with us for 12 months. It is a 12-month program consisting of 9 months of the program internally with Vision Australia, and then a 3 month paid placement externally, really to get that confidence boost and also develop networks for our graduates outside of Vision Australia.
And what skills is Vision Australia looking for from their graduates?
So look, we're really taking a reverse approach to typical graduate programs. So we're actually looking for graduates to express their interest and let us know what their skills and qualifications are, to then allow us to identify if there are appropriate opportunities for them.
In other workplaces, you might say, well, we need a graduate in marketing, but we're doing quite the opposite.
We are. So we're more interested in finding out who's out there, what experience they have, and seeing if we can match an opportunity to their qualification and experience.
So this was your experience, wasn't it, Chris? You were looking for something in communications?
That's right. I studied digital media and media studies at university and really saw the opportunity to develop those skills a lot further by working within the communications team here at Vision Australia.
Now, Melissa, what qualifications are you seeking? Are we seeking? So they have to have been to university and TAFE or TAFE?
Yeah, absolutely. So either a university qualification or TAFE level 3 or 4 qualification. We do have a range of opportunities at Vision Australia, ranging from similar to Chris in communications and marketing to IT, all the way through to allied health professionals like occupational therapists, speech pathologists, and a whole range of roles, but either that tertiary or TAFE level qualification.
Now, where are the positions held? Do you have to live in a big city to be a graduate or career starter?
No, you don't have to. So Vision Australia, being a national organisation, does have offices across the board, Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland. We do also have offices in Western Australia. But look, similar to what we've mentioned earlier, we're interested in people expressing their interest and then us identifying if there are opportunities in certain locations. Quite open to where people might be interested in working.
Now, Chris, tell us a little bit about your experience at Vision Australia thus far. Have you been with us for 6 months now?
Yeah, it'd be coming up on about 6 months now. So I've been working within the communications team, and I've really gotten hands-on experience in a lot of the different aspects of everything that team does. So writing press releases, pitching stories out to media, interviewing clients for stories, producing video content and writing content for the website. So, yeah, it's been a really sort of well-rounded, I guess, experience.
Now, Melissa, is the program just for people looking for a career in for the not-for-profit disability services or blindness and low vision sector?
No, absolutely not. So we are looking for a broad variety of skills, and Vision Australia is quite a broad organisation in the types of opportunities that we do provide. So we are looking for those broad skills, I guess, different to other graduate opportunities similar to banking industries, for example, where they are ultimately looking for people to then stay within the bank. We are looking to provide, I guess, that springboard for people to have a good 12 months under their belt to support the development in their work experience and skills, to then support ongoing employment beyond the graduate program. So, no, not limiting at all.
And where can people find more information?
So there will be more information on our website, on our careers page. If anybody is interested in asking some more specific questions, I'd encourage them to email careerstart@visionaustralia.org.
So that's careerstart@visionaustralia.org, and you can go to our website, which is visionaustralia.org.
Absolutely.
Now, Chris, you're going to have the final word. What made you decide to apply?
The opportunity seemed really great to get, I guess, a year's worth of experience at, you know, a large national organisation. So I really do see it as a really great thing to have on the CV, to get that, you know, first year of employment, which is so hard to, well, that's such a challenge to get. After finishing university. So that just seemed like a great opportunity.
And what would you say now if someone was listening and thinking, you know, that sounds great, maybe I could do that, but I'm not quite sure?
Well, I would say definitely apply. As Melissa's been saying, the opportunities can be worked out, you know, whether it's a best fit after the application. So yeah, would definitely encourage them to chuck in an application and give it a go.
Melissa Crawley, coordinator of the Career Start program here at Vision Australia, and Chris Page, one of this year's graduates of the Career Start program. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.